Bible, if you would, this morning, and turn back to the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew in chapter number 13. I'm going to try to finish up today, as far as I know, unless the Lord leads otherwise, on this parable of the sower, and I pray that God will continue to certainly bless us and help us here this morning. I know I've spent quite a bit of time breaking certainly these verses down, and certainly for the last several weeks, especially on Sunday morning, talking about the condition of the heart as far as making references to the soil and the different types of ground that we see mentioned here in this parable that the Lord Jesus gives us. And so I want to look this morning certainly at that last condition. And as you pray for us this morning, pray that God will touch our hearts. And again, especially if you're here this morning and you do not know Christ as Savior, I pray that this morning would be the very day that you give your heart and your life to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me make a couple of anniversaries in here this morning, and then we'll get down to preaching the Word of God today. Chris and Vanessa Brown will be the 26th, and of course I kind of know them. And how many years, Brother Chris? 24 years. I can't remember if it's 24 or 25. 24 years. Congratulations. 24 years. And then James and Pam Sheets, the 26th, which that's tomorrow. They can celebrate together. How many years, Brother James? 30 years. All right. 30 years. I know how that, and that's coming up for me. All right. Well, congratulations to all those that are celebrating. And certainly we thank God for all of his blessings. Matthew chapter number 13. Again, we'll just read two verses of Scripture this morning. I'll give you some more scripture references this morning as we bring the message that God's placed upon our heart for the service today. But we're going to look in Matthew chapter number 13 in verses 8 and verses 23 this morning as Jesus gives the parable. And then as we've been certainly preaching and teaching through this parable, of course, he gives the explanation or the explaining of it in the verses that we've been looking at here in verse starting in verses 20. And so verse 19, excuse me, I'm sorry. And so this morning you just pray for us that God will help us today through this parable. Again, talking about the conditions of the heart. And, you know, we dealt there several weeks with the hindrances as of those, certainly as we talked about those, the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches. And this past Wednesday night, we looked, of course, in the Gospel of Mark there, where it talked about beware of other things. And so we looked at that on Wednesday night. So I want to come this morning and look at this morning, the heart that brings forth a harvest. The heart that brings forth a harvest. That being said, this morning, if you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. If you're able to stand, and certainly if you're not, that's okay. Notice again in Matthew chapter number 13 and verse number 8. Again, all these other seed that fell into this ground, we see the results of what happened. But notice in verse number 8, he says, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some a hundredfold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Then over in verse number 23, but he that receives seed and into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, as we bow in your presence again on this day, Lord, we just want to thank you, Father, for another day on this side of eternity. Thank you, Father, for your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin and, Lord, again, the fellowship and relationship that we have with you. Thank you for the privilege that we could come on this Sunday morning and, Father, we could worship and honor and glorify you. Thank you for the prayer that's already been offered this morning. Thank you for the good singing and, Lord, the fellowship this morning, all that's been done. But now, Lord, I pray as your servant, God, as I stand in this place one more time, Father, I pray, God, that you would anoint me with fresh oil. God, I pray that, Father, every hindrance, Lord, would be removed this morning. And, Father, for a few moments, we could focus our hearts and our minds upon you and your word and allow the Holy Ghost of God to work in our hearts and our lives here this morning. Thank you for the living Word of God today. And Lord, I pray that, God, again, you just speak to each of us here this morning, Father, through your Word. And Lord, I don't know anybody's heart here today, but there could possibly be somebody here today, Father, that's never truly I've been born again. I pray, God, this morning, God, that you would convict them and and draw them. And Father, even this very day, Lord, they would step out by faith and come and receive you as a personal Lord and Savior. No greater thing could take place in this service this morning than someone that does not know you. Father, this day come and certainly receive you as a personal Lord and Savior. And then as Christians this morning, Father, I pray for those that are saved that, God, we would go forth and bear fruit, Lord, that would show evidence, Father, God, that we are born again and that, Father, we're serving you and honoring you with our lives. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Bless our time together now. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. For a few moments this morning, I want to continue our thought or try to finish up on the thought this morning on the condition of the heart and a heart that brings forth a harvest or, if you will, beareth fruit here as Jesus gives the parable. We have come, as we said this morning, to the last of the souls or conditions of the heart, if you will, concerning this parable of the sower. And it is the soul, simply again, of the heart, of the good ground in which brings forth a fruit, a heart, if you will, that shows forth evidence that they have received the person of the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. A question this morning, a question that all of us need to certainly answer in our own hearts and in our own lives and allow the Spirit of God for us to be honest with ourselves this morning. Could you truly say, seated here today, certainly in the house of God, is there evidence in our lives today that would show that we have a heart and a life that has been cleansed and changed by the power of the seed of the Word of God this morning? That is the question that each of us needs to search our hearts about today. Now, I would say that probably a majority of the folks here today are saved. Maybe everybody's saved. I don't know. Only you and God know that this morning. But I do know Jesus taught us that you must be born again. And if that you're born again, according to this parable that Jesus gives us here, then certainly we're going to show evidence. We're going to bear some fruit. Now, we see, of course, three different fruits mentioned here. And I'll talk about that as we get on into the sermon this morning. But Lord, help each of us to search our hearts. And again, if you're here today, I couldn't think of a greater day, a greater time right here on the Sunday morning before Easter to come and give your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and truly be born again. Have your heart cleansed. Have your heart changed by the power of the Word of God. I'm glad it still has the power this morning to change hearts and to change lives. Matter of fact, it's the only thing that will. And so as you break this parable down, we find here Jesus giving this parable, and again, this seed falling into all four of these different situations. But here's the only one that brings forth fruit. Friend, I'll tell you what, you cannot bring forth fruit unless you know the person of the Lord Jesus Christ today. It's impossible to be a Christian without having Christ. There's a lot of people who's got religion. There's a lot of people who got church membership and all kinds of things this morning. But friend, until you truly meet the God of this Bible, you truly meet the one that went to the cross of Calvary and laid down his life. Thank God and paid our sin debt. As they sang about in the choir this morning, I'm telling you, until you know him, you'll never bring forth fruit as a child of the living God, because you can't, according to John chapter number 15. And I'll talk about that this morning as we go along in the message. So again this morning, a heart that brings forth a harvest. As a child of God this morning, I want to say I want to bring forth a harvest as evidence of what God has done in my heart and done in my life. I don't know about you. I don't deserve salvation. And to be honest with you, you don't deserve it either. But thank God for his grace. Thank God for His love. Thank God for His mercy this morning, church, that He would save somebody like me, and He would save somebody like you, and then take your life and want to produce fruit in your life that would be evident that something's happened, something's taking place, there's a change that's been made, there's a hope in my heart today, there's a peace in my heart. I'm glad I've anchored my soul in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. Thank God, I'm glad that I'm saved this morning, church. How about you? Hallelujah. The weather may be all array around us. All kinds of things may be happening. But our nation today, our nation needs prayer. Our nation needs revival. This church needs revival. This community needs revival. Hallelujah. We need to bring forth fruit. Bring forth fruit that would be evident of the relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ today. Thank God this morning, a heart that brings forth a harvest. Now, I want to give you three very simple things right out of the text. Simple is the only way I can do it anyway. But three very simple things right out of these verses. And again, I'll give you some other verses here in just a moment of an evidence of a changed heart. Number one, I want you to notice back in verse number 23. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word. Number one, just like all the other grounds or conditions that Jesus gives us of the human heart, we find number one that they heareth the word. As I said a few weeks ago, anybody sitting certainly in this church or a church where the gospel is being proclaimed, then certainly they'll not be able to stand before God and say, God, I did not know. Why? Because you have heard the word of God. That brings a responsibility and accountability today to each and every one of us. If you have heard and God has spoke to your heart through His word today, then you are accountable. But there's something different about this particular condition this morning as we look at it and we think about it today. They heareth the word. In other words, as I've said, with all the other conditions, we see that they had the opportunity, certainly as all of these had opportunity, they had opportunity to hear the word of God. Friend, don't ever neglect the opportunity to hear the word of God. I know this morning that we're trying to preach evangelistic in some ways, but certainly to the Christian as well this morning. But don't ever this morning take for granted the opportunity to be able to hear the word of God, to be able to read it for yourself. Why? Because God speaks to us through His living word. This is a living book, and thank God it is. It's like no other book, no other word that you and I could read or hear today. It will speak to the very soul and the very heart of us, to every individual. God has something that He wants to say this morning. Hallelujah. And I'm glad it's loud. I'm glad it's clear. I'm glad it's evident. Hallelujah. You can argue over it all you want to this morning. But I'm glad, thank God, His word will stand when the world's on fire. You better listen to what God has to say to your heart today, my friend. You better listen to God. I better listen to God because God has something He wants to say. But again, notice they heareth the word. They have opportunity. The opportunity's been the same for every condition. They heareth the word. They heareth the word. They heareth the word. I believe there's people that probably come in and out of this sanctuary week after week. They hear the word. They hear the word. They have opportunity. But they do nothing about that opportunity. Sometimes even as Christians, God speaks to us in a word, in an area in our life where He wants to work in our life. But we don't listen either. Lord, help us this morning to listen, to have an ear, and not only an ear that will listen, but a heart that will listen. Notice again, it's good ground here, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But again, they hear the word, they have the opportunity, but there's something different about those, the seed that falls on that good ground. Not only do they have the opportunity, but notice the openness that they have to receive the word of God. The openness that they have. But he that receiveth seed in the good ground is he that heareth of the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. There's an openness in that good ground. Again, we've been relating to it is if you sow a garden or you plant anything, and we talked about breaking up fallow ground, all those kind of things through the process that we've been preaching through this parable, and we find here in this good ground, compared to the other three that we've looked at, that there's an openness here. In other words, as that seed is sown into that ground, there's an opportunity there to hear, but not only that, but an openness that it's going to receive that seed. And from receiving that seed and everything that takes place within that process, it's going to spring forth and it's going to bring forth fruit. Oh, thank God this morning, friend. As I've already said, there ought to be an openness today, an openness to receiving what God has to say to us. And so that's just hitting that quickly. That's not where I want to park at much this morning. The next two thoughts is the two thoughts that I really want us to consider this morning. And I pray God would move in the midst of your heart today, my friend. Not only do they hear the word, but secondly, and this is most importantly, not only do they hear the word, but secondly, they heed the word of God. They heed the word of God. Notice again that word, and understandeth it. Understandeth it. The word heed this morning simply means to mind, to regard with care, to attend to. And the word understandeth simply means to put together mentally, to comprehend, or to be wise. It would be a wise thing this morning, again, if you would bend your ear, lend your ear and your heart to the Word of God. Because again, it's the Word of God this morning that will change your heart and your life. But not only hearing it, but heeding to it. In other words, this morning, receiving it in and say, God, it'd probably be amazing this morning what could happen right here in this service among each and every one of us here today, saved this morning by the good grace of God, and those that could be here not saved. It would be amazing what God could do if we would just open up our ears and our heart and say, God, you speak to me. God, you show me. God, you deal with me. Now, most of us, we don't want God to deal with us. We just want God to leave us alone. But I'll tell you what, we'd all be benefited. We'd all be better off if we just let God speak to us. Because listen, as I've said many times, none of us this morning has arrived. All of us have areas in our life. Thank God that we could grow closer. All of us have areas in our life this morning. Maybe we're bringing forth fruit, but maybe we can bring forth more fruit. I'm telling you this morning, we ought to not only hear, but we ought to heed to what God has to say. You know what's wrong with our nation today? We have failed to heed what God has to say. Listen, there's more opportunity now, as much as there's ever been, probably more than there's ever been, to hear the gospel message. You can hear it on radio, you can hear it on TV, you can go on the internet. I mean, there's all kinds of ways of hearing the Word of God. Now, some of it you got to be careful with. As I've said many times, you got to be careful with. But friend, if you want a clear presentation of the... I'll tell you what, I'm afraid a lot of folks this morning has never heard a clear presentation of the gospel. Listen, it's not hard to get saved. I'm not saying that at all. And I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad it's so simple that a child can even understand. Had it not been, I'd have been in trouble. I wasn't saved till I was 20 years old. But I'm glad it was so simple. All I had to do was say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm telling you what, if you heed to the Word of God this morning, God will work in your heart and in your life today. But the problem with so many people today, they've turned a deaf ear to what God wants. And everybody wants to try to do it their way. I want to come to God my way. Well, friend, you can't do that. Like that old country song was many years ago, me and Jesus got our own thing going. Friend, that don't work. That don't work this morning. If it's not God's way, it will not work. I'll tell you what, religion teaches you so many things. Man teaches you so many things. But I'll tell you, it's the living Word of God that will penetrate the heart and the life of men, women, boys, and girls and change them when they will heed, thank God, to the wooing this morning and the power of the Word of God today, my friend. And it's that's the only thing that will work. What's going to bring revival? It'll be through the Word of God. When we say we're going to have revival, I pray that we do, not just a series of meetings. We need God to do something. Oh, you may not, but I need God to do something. I need God to stir my heart afresh and anew. I need to get back to the place this morning, thank God, where I'll just give it all to Him and worship Him and glorify Him and follow Him. But I'll tell you what, again, the problem in our nation is, oh, they know about God. But hallelujah, there's so many that do not know Him personally. I'm glad I can know the Christ today and know Him personally. And know what He done in my heart. But you got to heed. You can hear. But the thing about this good ground is they hear, but then they heed. That's the difference. We don't have time to go back through all those conditions this morning, talk about all the things that we talked about in looking at those conditions. But I'm afraid this morning there's people sitting in church pews and could possibly be even right here today. The old devil will try his best to sell you a counterfeit. Preacher, I walked an aisle one time. I done this. It's not what you done. It's what He done. It's not what I've done this morning. It's what He's already done. And me receiving that by faith. Heeding to the Word of God. How do you know you're saved this morning? How can you genuinely come to the place, if you're sitting here doubting this morning, how can you genuinely come to the place that you can settle that thing, nail it down once and forever? Through the Word of God. When the devil comes attacking, I'm glad this morning, thank God I can take him back to a time, I can take him back to a place, but more importantly, I can take him to a Word. Amen. That God Himself already spoke. God's already settled it this morning. Boy, I'm glad He settled it in my heart. Boy, I dealt with, after I was saved, I dealt with that. I know I've shared it before, but I dealt with doubt, and the devil done everything he could to beat me up. But boy, I'm glad I finally got the place I got that thing settled. If you're here like that this morning, you need to see you get to the place that you get that settled. Hallelujah, you'll never be effective. You'll never bear fruit like you could bear fruit this morning. Just thank God. I'll tell you what, get it settled in your heart. Get the Word of God settled in your heart. Hear it, heed it, and God will work in your life today, my friend. Let me give you some things here quickly. Mark chapter number 4 and verse number 20, Luke chapter number 8 verse 15. Of course, corresponds here with, got the same parable. Of course, they word this particular verse is a little bit different. I want to give them to you this morning. Mark chapter number 4 verse number 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. And then in Luke chapter number 8, verse number 15, the Bible says, but that on the good ground are they which in a honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it. Keep it. Now remember, we talked about all those hindrances. But here in this good ground, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Now notice again the differences. None of those other conditions brought forth any fruit. The hindrances choked out or overcame the possibility of bringing forth fruit. Think about that. And again, the question, is there evidence in my life this morning? I'll just break it down for me. Is there evidence in my life this morning that I've been with Jesus? And that's a question that all of us need to answer here this morning. Listen, this is serious business. Your eternal soul, your eternal destination hinges on what you do with Jesus. Well, preacher, I'm a pretty good person. No, you're not. Oh, preacher, boy, that really helps my self-esteem. Well, I'm not necessarily here to help you with your self-esteem this morning. God will help us with that, but we need to realize that we're all sinners. We've all come short. Well, preacher, I ain't never killed nobody. I've not done this, and I've not done that. But yeah, we're all sinners. You know, I'm afraid today too many people have well, I'm doing the best I can, and I hope everything's going to work out. Friend, you don't have to hope anything this morning. You can know that you passed from death unto life today because of the working of the Word of God and what Christ done on the cross of Calvary today, my friend. But you got to hear and you got to heed. There's no lack of the Word of God. Which one of the prophets it was that said? Was it Amos? I believe it was Amos that said that there would be a famine in the land. Not of the Word of God, but of hearing. Now, I may be wrong on the prophet this morning. I'll have to go back and look. But one of the prophets said of the lack of hearing the Word of God. Oh, my. I'm afraid we're just like that people was that he was preaching to. Let me give you some things about heeding. Number one, in heeding, and again, notice, in an honest and a good heart. Again, none of us have a good heart. It's deceitfully wicked. But what Luke is saying here is being honest with yourself, being honest with God, and the best you know how from your heart, sincere heart, receiving what God has for you. Let me give you three things about heed. Number one, those where the seed has fell on good ground or into good ground. I like that, into the good ground, amen. Not on top of it, but into it. I don't have time to get there this morning. But number one, in the heeding, they recognize, number one, they have a problem. I didn't want to be saved until I found out I had a problem. Again, I'm afraid too many people have never recognized they've got a problem. What's that problem? It's a sin problem. It's a sin problem. You know what's wrong with America today? It's a sin problem. You know what's happened in our community? Sin problems. You know what's happened in our family? Sin problems. Hey, man, that's the truth this morning. It's sin problems that we've got. And until we recognize that we've got a problem, we won't do anything about it. Most people don't just get up and go to the doctor just to be going. Not anybody I know. Now, I know there's some people that runs back and forwards if they get a toenail ache or something. I mean, you know. Then they won't call the preacher, want you to pray for their toenail. I mean, honestly, some people will. But most people I know do everything they can to keep them going to the doctor. I are one of them. I know that's not good English, but that's pretty good preaching. I mean, I are one of them. But I tell you what, if something gets to bothering you bad enough, you get sick enough, it's kind of like that gallbladder deal. I knew I had a problem. But it's until that problem really got to bothering me. I mean, Brother Randy, I was sick. I mean, for a week there, I couldn't hardly eat a bite, which that didn't hurt me none. I could lose a few pounds, but man, I couldn't eat, I couldn't drink. I mean, just that old sick, gnawing feeling. I mean, I just couldn't get rid of it. It didn't make any difference what I took, I just couldn't get rid of it. I'm glad there was another time in my life, hallelujah, when I got an old sick feeling, an old gnawing feeling. Thank God this morning, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost of God done brought me to a place that I realized there's something going on. There was a sin problem, and sin had separated me from a holy God, and I need to do something about it. And as much as I tried, thank God, to cover it up and cover it over and do better, hallelujah, it wasn't working. I'm glad, thank God, one Sunday morning I stepped out by faith, made my way to Calvary. I'm telling you, thank God, that's the best doctor I've ever been to. Hallelujah. Thank God to the Lamb of God this morning. I'm glad, thank God, Him being the great surgeon. Thank God, made me a new heart, made it a new, give me a new life, give me a new direction, give me a new walk, give me a new talk. I'm telling you, yes, I'm glad they got that gallbladder out, but I'll tell you what, it's the greatest thing that ever took place in my life when I realized I had a problem, thank God. I'm afraid today too many people don't realize they have a problem. Well, friend, I hope this morning, if you've never trusted Christ, that God will get you to the place that you realize you got a problem. But see, it doesn't stop there. Number one, you realize you have a problem. Then you got to do something about it. I believe, and just recently, people sit right here in this church, and I believe the Holy Ghost of God brought them to the place they realized they had a problem. But instead of coming to Dr. Jesus, they turned and took it back out the door. For God's sake this morning, friend, if God's speaking to your heart, do it today. Do it today. Don't wait. Don't put it off. It'll be the greatest day of your life. Notice not only do they recognize they have a problem, but secondly, they repent. They repent. I know there's preaching today without repentance. Lord, help us. Dear God, we get to the place that we get tore up over the problem. And if we don't get the problem removed, we ain't done a thing. And again, we've talked about worldly sorrow and godly sorrow. A lot of people get sorry to get caught up with. But godly sorrow says, Lord, I realize I've sinned against you. Lord, I've sinned against a thrice holy God. Lord, I'm asking you to forgive me. God can work in that kind of condition. It's kind of like going to the doctor. I went to the doctor that day, and I didn't know I was going to correspond to all this, but anyway, here it is. Went to the doctor that day. They done the test that day. Sent me to get a scan of it that day. Sent me back to my doctor that day. She sent me to the surgeon that day. That day, the surgeon says, you got two options. You could go to the hospital today. Right now? I said, right now? I wouldn't pack for that, Brother Randy. I said, today? He said, today. I said, like right now. Just to make sure. Yeah, right now I'm telling you to leave this building and go. I've done called over there, made all the arrangements. All you got to do is go over there and check in. I'm like, well, I wasn't ready for this. And then the next day, he takes that thing out. Thank God it's out. He said, your other option is you can go home and said, now that's the only opening I've got. Now you can go home and take a chance on it, but he said, I just don't think you got that chance. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, well, Doc, I don't guess there's no other choice for me to go to the hospital. Pretty easy choice. Friend, if you want to go to heaven, you better get to Dr. Jesus. You may not have tomorrow. You may not have another opportunity. Amen. I tell you what, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Because you don't know about tomorrow. You need that thing fixed right now. Praise God, if you had a conviction, come on right now. We'll pray with you right now. Don't put it off. Notice they heed, but they hear and they heed. They recognize they have a problem. Then they repent. Lord, I want forgiveness. I'm willing to turn from my way and go your way. That's what repentance is. Repentance is a turning away from and going in a different direction. Some people says, well, God put me in a 360. No, you might have done a 180, but you didn't do it. If you'd done a 360, you went right back to where you was at. That's what's happened to too many people. Never been dreaming of true repentance. Notice when they heed, they recognize they have a problem, they repent, and then they receive. They receive Christ and Christ alone. Salvation, my friend, today is putting your faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that alone. Plus or minus. Hallelujah. I'm glad it's that way, aren't you? Plus nor minus nothing. Hallelujah. It's putting your faith in a good, honest, and good heart this morning. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I know I need help. And Lord, sincerely, the best I know how, God, I call upon you. I trust your word this morning that you'll save me and redeem me, forgive me, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and give me that peace that preacher's preaching about. When you will receive Him. Man, we're celebrating Easter. It's not about Easter bunnies and Easter baskets and Easter eggs and Easter candy, which I like Easter candy. And I'm not telling you you can't have fun with your kids and all that. I'm not. Listen, that's between you and God. But man, if you do that and don't tell them what it's really all about, that's where you're going to fail. Oh, God, help us. God, help us to let them know there was a Savior that loved us and died for us. Amen, brother. You just keep on preaching back there to help them, yeah. That loves us and died for us. And they put him in a grave, just like they sang about. You know what? That still excites me. I've had to plant 40-some people, I think. Best I can go back and recollect and try to keep up with. I've not kept up with it as well. But probably close to 40-some people I've had to plant. Just here. I'm not counting doing funerals outside the church. And as far as I know now, I realize when we die that the soul goes to be with Jesus if you're saved. If not, then there's an awful place called hell. Now, we just put the body out there to sleep, not the soul. But as far as I know, all of them are still there. Now, I'm not dug down in there, Miss Debbie, but as far as I know, they're still there. Put some precious bodies out here in the ground. They took Jesus off the cross, carried him out there, put him in the tomb. After 3 days and three nights, hallelujah, something happened. Glory! He could have went through all the pain and all the suffering and all that he done, but if he didn't rise again, old Pilate told them soldiers, said, "You go over and guard that thing and make it as sure as you can." I think even old Pilate, I believe he's a little bit worried, because he done heard about this man called Jesus, and he done interrogated him, and he said, "I can find no fault with him." I think three different times he says, "I find no fault in him." But it wasn't, hey, this is a Sunday they was crying. They was crying, "Hosanna, Hosanna," and praising him. Thank God just a couple of days, three or four days later there, they was crying, "Crucify him, and crucify him, and crucify him." Old Pilate says, "Go over and make it as sure as you can." And the women go out there real early. They got their spices in hand, and they're going out there, and they're wondering, "I wonder what's going to be a take place. I wonder who's going to move the stone." All that kind of thing. I'll tell you what, I just don't believe he's worried too much about it. And they get there, and hallelujah, the Bible says, thank God he wasn't there. Thank God, I'm glad he arose. I'm glad, thank God, this morning. I'm not serving a dead God. I'm not serving dead religion. I've got a living Savior this morning. Hallelujah. And one day, after a while, I'm going to get to see him as the glorified Son of God, as the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive this morning, thank God. That's in case I don't get to preach next Sunday morning. I just want you to know he's alive. That good ground is that ground to hear, to have opportunity, but to have an openness. And then they heed. They realize they got a problem. They repent of that problem. And they receive the person of Christ, the living Savior. He's not here, but he is risen. He's the only one that's ever done that. He's the only one to ever. And I realize there's going to be a resurrection morning, one morning after a while. That the body's going to come up, the soul's going to come back, and the body's going to go. I realize all that, but he's the only one that got up himself. You and I ain't getting up without some help. Every time you walk through a graveyard, you ought to think about this. If Jesus comes while I'm walking through this graveyard, these graves come busting open, something's going to happen. Hey, and it could. It's going to happen. Question this morning, are you ready for it? See, a heart that brings forth a harvest, he hears, they heed. And let me give you this morning. I've got to get done. I'm having too much fun here. Even on a snowy, icy Sunday, the he, the here. But I want you to get this most importantly. I mean, those are the two important, really. All of them are important. But you got to have this to go with it. They bring forth a harvest. They bear fruit. Now, I realize somebody says, well, preacher, what about the old thief on the cross? Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said, today thou wilt be with me in paradise. He didn't have time to bear no fruit. Well, he did. He left a testimony there, didn't he? Now, I realize he didn't. Not like you and I can. But in a sense, he left. Hey, it's right here in the Bible. And I realize there's people that comes down to the point of death. And I've been there and tried to witness to them. And they've prayed. And I pray they got everything right. But friend, don't wait till a deathbed confession. You may not get that opportunity. Every one of us here this morning, as far as I know, has an opportunity to bear fruit, to have a testimony, to show evidence, to serve God in some capacity. And I believe according to this scripture, if we believe this parable, well, preacher, it was just a parable, but Jesus spoke it. He's illustrating some things. He's illustrating it so that those disciples can understand it. And we've talked about that all through this parable. But if we understand the parable, and everybody you talk to is saved, pretty much anymore, everybody's saved. Well, where do you go to church? Well, I go, who's the pastor over there? Let me think a minute. When's the last time you been? Oh, that's what really gets serious. And being a Christian is more about going to church. I understand that. Man, just sitting in a church pew, it ain't going to get you saved. But it's being a witness and a light and a testimony. It's leaving something behind. Could your children, could your grandchildren, could your neighbors, could your co-workers look at you today and see evidence that you've been with Jesus, that He's changed your life, that He's your Savior? Man, I pray everybody does go to heaven. I'm afraid there'll be a lot that won't. We have those other three grounds. And then we have the good ground. The heart that brings forth the harvest. Now, I want you to notice a couple things about the harvest, and I'm done. You didn't have Sunday school this morning, so I want to make sure you got you a good dose. They bring forth a harvest. They bear fruit. Faith in action. James tells us faith without works is dead. Is that all right? Now, I'm not going to take time this morning, but go to the Gospel of John, chapter number 15. Read the first eight verses, at least the first eight verses of John 15, where Jesus talks about Him being the vine, and you and I the branches, or those that trust in Him, the branches. Let me give you one verse this morning out of John chapter 15, verse number 4. Abide in me, Jesus says, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. It's impossible to be a Christian without Christ. It's impossible to produce Christian work and Christian actions and Christian conduct without Christ. It's impossible. People try to play the game, but it's impossible. It's impossible. The only way you and I can bear Christian fruit is to abide in the vine. You remember that one tree that Jesus, that fig tree that Jesus walks by and it's bearing no fruit, cut it down. And then he says, dig around it, dung it or fertilize it. And if it doesn't bear fruit, hew it down and cast it into the furnace. Is that not what he said? That's another picture, another illustration. We cannot bear Christian fruit. I'm afraid too many times we're trying to make sheep or goats, sheep out of goats. You can beat people all over the head all you want to. But if it ain't in here, they'll never get it. It's got to be in here. And if it gets in here, it'll be all right. They'll learn. Why? Because he's the great teacher. We have the Holy Ghost of God that teaches us in all truth if we'll yield to it. They bring forth a harvest, they bear fruit, except you abide in me. And that, boy, that's a great scripture, and I don't have time this morning. I want you to know three things about the fruit, and I'm done. Number one, there's a guarantee of fruit. There's a guarantee of fruit. Notice he gives us in this text and also in Mark, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. But they got a guarantee of fruit. And I think the more fruit that we bear, I think the greater blessing we can be. And see, it's a process. Christian life's a process. Some people a little further down the road than others. Well, that's the reason we got to teach them and train them and disciple them. Get the Word of God into their hearts. And it will motivate them to do what they need to do for God. But if you're saved today, there's a guarantee of fruit. Now, I'd like to have the hundredfold, wouldn't you? Not for my honor and glory, but for His. That it might affect others around us. But notice, number one, there's a guarantee of fruit. Number two, as we think about fruit, there's a quantity of fruit, as we've already said. John talks about fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. So the guarantee of it, there's a quantity of it. And then there ought to be a quality of fruit. Anybody ever go to the grocery store and buy any kind of fruit or anything like that? I mean, you sit there and you'll pick up that bag of grapes. You look at them. Man, you won't get the best bag, don't you? Or the strawberries. Always turn them strawberries over because you ain't careful. Them rottens will be right on the bottom. Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You check it out. You want to get the best quality. It ought to be our desire this morning, if we know Christ as Savior, to give the best quality fruit we can give. Amen. Hallelujah. Not to worry anything, but He's everything. And the only way we're going to be able to reach people is we're going to have to produce fruit. Now, does the people get to heaven if they just bear 30-fold? Sure. Or 60? Sure. But also remember, we're going to stand before Him one day. If we could just hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And it'd be worth it all. I know there's been a lot of preaching about crowns and casting them at His feet and all that kind of stuff, and I realize all that, and I understand, realize that and understand that. And certainly that's what we'd want to do. But not only there, but here. Man, living the blessings here. And I believe the more fruit we'll bear, I believe the more blessings we'll bear. This morning, what's the condition of your heart? What's the condition of my heart? Can we honestly say, again, here's the question, we're going to come right back around to it in closing. Is there evidence, clear-cut evidence, in my life, that I'm bearing fruit for the Master? If there's not, right here's a good place to get this morning. If you need to be saved, God will save you. If you've not been bearing the fruit God would have you to bear, right here's a good place to say, God, help me to bear the fruit that you want me to bear. Because we can't do it without Him. Can't do it without Him. What's the condition of your heart? As we stand on our feet, Brother Scott, if you'll come give a song of invitation. Father, we bow in your presence again this morning, Father, to thank you again for this another day. To thank you for health and strength. To thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to be back in your house this morning. Lord, I thank you for those that have come out. Lord, today, even though the weather's not the best in the world, but Lord, they chose to come. And Lord, I want to thank you for that. And I know there's others that would like to be here this morning that, Lord, they couldn't be for whatever circumstances it might be. And Lord, I pray today, Father, you take the message, speak to our hearts. And Lord, it'd be my prayer that everybody here today is saved. But Father, I don't know that. There could possibly be some here today that have never truly trusted you as Savior. I pray they've heard the word not only with their ear but with their heart. And then I pray this morning they will heed. And if they will heed and recognize where they're at, repent, and receive Christ, there'll be sure to come a harvest from their life, a testimony of their life that has been changed. I pray you take the invitation, Lord, I commit it to your hands. Father, you do what I cannot do, Father, for myself or for this congregation. And Lord, just help us to be obedient. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. What you got picked up for?